Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Hey, what's up? This is CJ Pierce from Drowning Pool, and you're watching That Metal Interview right here.
That Metal Interview.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Welcome back, metalheads, to your favorite podcast and mine, the only podcast that covers a hard rock band like Tesla and a death metal band like Cannibal Corpse or Morbid Angel. Yes, we don't just stick to death metal, we don't just stick to hard rock or just plain heavy metal. We cover most or a lot of the subgenres under the rock metal umbrella. Anyways, Drowning Pool is our focus for this episode of That Metal Interview podcast. And our guest, of course, is CJ Pierce, guitar player, and I want to say the mastermind behind Drowning Pool. The very famous song Bodies that everybody knows, of course, is one of the anthems for Drowning Pool. And you guys can catch them on tour right now. Log on to their socials and check out their schedule, as they are to appear also in the big festivals like Sonic Temple and Rockville for this year, 2024. Check that out. Anyways, let's watch one of their latest videos and singles from the album released in 2022, Strike a Nerve. Song by the same title. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Can't be heard. I strike a nerve if I breathe a word.
Strike a Nerve, an album released in 2022, and that was a song by the same title with Jason on the vocals. CJ will talk about what happened to Jason and why Ryan McCombs is back as their lead vocalist after being gone for so many years, and it's working out great apparently. As I said, you can catch him on tour, log on to their socials and follow the guys and purchase merchandise. And you can also catch him at Sonic Temple, Rockville, and amongst other big festivals in the U.S. right now. So check it out. Right now, let's go to our chat with CJ Pierce of Drowning Pool. Enjoy. So according to your schedule, you're somewhere in South Dakota or something?
Yeah, we're in South Dakota. We're at Sioux Falls. Where are we at today? Sioux Falls. Sorry, the last couple of days has been long nights, and it takes me a little while to wake up, a little longer than usual.
So how's it going so far? How's the tour,
man,
so far?
Man, it's been great, dude. It's awesome to be on the road again with Saliva and Any Given Sin. Man, we did a run with them last year. All the shows have been great, dude. All the shows have been freaking packed houses and having a good time with it. And now we're checking drums as I'm talking to you. So let me go find a spot to go to that's not loud. All right. Hey, here we go. Maybe it's quiet down here.
A little bit quiet.
Yeah, of course. The second I go talking, that's when they start checking. We got a sound check after this, man. This is all good. Here we go. I found a cubicle. All right.
That was super short.
I'm in my office. Oh, it's all good, brother. Yeah, man. No, Tom's been great, dude. It's been awesome. Like I said, with Saliva again. And, you know, all the shows have been packed houses. All the fans have been killer, dude. It's fun with us. We keep changing up the set list every night. We keep it I don't know why we just keep it we keep it real like that, man. You never know what you're going to get night tonight. I never know where we're going to play, but, you know, a lot of records we've done, especially the two with Ryan. We're mixing it up every night, man.
That's cool. There's a nostalgia, I think, with the 2000s metal stuff, like you guys and Saliva. So do you think the answer right there? Or
We had a great time. We haven't stopped playing. It's been up and down, you know, roller coaster ride when it comes down to, like, labels and management and stuff like that, but... Yeah, I mean, you know, early 2000s, late 90s, early 2000s, man, there was a lot of great music and a lot of great shows. And us being together, I think that definitely brings that kind of vibe to it. So, that's what they keep saying. I mean, hey, we've been having packed houses, so I guess people are ready to hear this style of music again.
So how about the name of the tour, Snafu Le Tour? Where did that come from?
Snafu, Bobby and Ryan kind of came up with that. And that situation, normal, all fucked up is kind of what that means. So, which is about right with us, because every day something, you know, a wheel falls off or something breaks or something like that. So it's just the daily life of touring with us anyway. So that's kind of where that came from.
Speaking of sound checks, what do you sound check with? Is it the same song, or do you just call something?
We usually sound check like with other stuff that we haven't played in a while or stuff that we're thinking about playing. So, you know, even at sound check every day, we kind of mix it up. We have a couple of go-tos just to check everything. A lot of times it's like Step Up, and lately it's been a song called like The Sin Begin. But we're thinking about throwing Love and War on the set list now, so we've been sound checking with that one. So it's again, like, even at sound check, it's just brushing off, you know, the dust on some other songs that we may or may not play that night. So you have to come see every show if you want to see all the songs that we've ever written. That's how we do it, man. And you still gotta get bodies, though. You still gotta get bodies all the time. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, you have to. You gotta throw bodies in there. Yeah, I got some questions about that song. So as far as the set list, you just talked about it. So you change it up. Is that what you're saying? You change up the set list?
Yeah, we change up what songs we play per night. I mean, Bodies is always going to be in there. You know, there's Airways always in there. There's a few staples that are always in the list. But with everything else, man, we just, you know, play what we feel. We mix it up. Sometimes somebody will yell out from the crowd a song, and we're like, oh, yeah, we'll play that. Yeah, we're pretty, you know, laid back and easy.
Is there a song from your catalog that you don't want to play, something that you tell the guys, you know what, let's not do this?
No, there's nothing that I wouldn't play. I love all the songs, man. And we've made a lot of, you know, and there's been a few obviously singer switches up, but I'm proud of all the records we made it, and with all the guys that we've worked with throughout the years, man. And so yeah, I'm down to play anything.
So which is your favorite song to play live?
Which one's favorite? I mean, I can't lie, man. Bodies is fun, man, because you just know everybody's gonna go nuts when you play it. They're all fun to play. But you just know when that one comes up, man, you just feel that intensity build up. And then when we go into it, everybody just goes apeshit nuts, man. So it's still one of my favorites to play, man. It's a fun song. I know bands get weird about that, and you're like, oh, whatever. I don't want to play like the most recognizable song that we have or something like that. I don't know where their heads are at, but Yeah, man, I can't wait to play it. I look forward to it, man.
Yeah, imagine, I think of a Kiss playing Rock and Roll Night since 1975 or whatever. They must have been sick of that.
I don't know. I'm not sick of it. So maybe give me another 20 years and ask me. We'll see. But no, man, it's fun, dude. It's you never, and it's different every night. You know, even though it's, you know, it may seem like the same song, the energy in the room and the crowd response is always, I mean, it's always intense, but it's always different. So it has a different feel to it. To me, it seems like, you know, fresh night to night.
So where do you get your energy from? Where do you, how do you keep
Drugs, man. Lots of drugs. No, just kidding. Jokes. You can't even joke like that anymore. Dude, I just, you know, I get like this natural fucking high playing, dude. I you know, after every show, I'm so amped up after we get off stage, man. I just get that from being around a crowd, man. I love touring and playing the shows and everything that comes with it, the whole day setting up, doing the whole thing. It's you know, it's exciting to play live music. So it just comes from within, man. It's just, I'm excited to play all the time.
Yeah. I saw you guys play live in San Antonio, Texas, Ozfest.
Oh, you did? You saw that? Yeah, that was a great time, dude. Hot as hell, though, but it was awesome. I mean, that's Texas for you.
Yeah.
Dude, we did our first show. Yeah, 2001 or 2002. And then we did a couple of sporadic ones. I think it was maybe 2007. We did like a week or two or some like guest shows on a few other Ozfests. So, and I think there's five total that we actually were on. I just know the first two were the full tour as well. The second one, they passed away from cardiomyopathy, the left ventricle, he had heart disease. So, he, you know, we did on the second half of 2002. But man, I loved Ozfest, dude. That was a great run. Any kind of big rock festivals are great, man.
Yeah, you guys doing a couple of festivals here, don't Sonic Temple and...
Yeah, we got a bunch of coming up this summer, man. They keep popping in. It's awesome to be back on the festival circuit as well, man. That's been, especially having Ryan back in the band, dude. It just makes all the sense. And playing those big shows too, man. It's catching up with all the other bands that are on it. You know, pretty much at some point in our career in the last 20 years, it's just, you know, we toured with that festival. So it's always nice to see their show and see what they got going on and catch up with all those dudes.
Yeah, so you got Ryan back. You mentioned, how did that happen? How did, what happened to Jason?
Yeah, we had a good, you know, 10-year run. We made three awesome records with Jason that I'm very proud of. It's just, I think, with COVID happening and, you know, the business sticking it to us and all that kind of stuff. We recorded it before COVID, but they want us to wait until after COVID, and then they kept waiting and pushing off, and the people at the label that were with the project just didn't do anything with it, and neither did our management. So we just got rid of everybody, and we're self-sufficient now. So I guess in hindsight, on that front, it's definitely motivated us to all take, you know, a different part in the role in this band to make stuff happen for us. But I think, you know, with Jason Moreno, he was fed up with all that stuff. And plus, you know, he's got a lot of stuff going on in his home life. So it's just, we knew that's where he needed to be. We started doing shows, you know, as a three-piece for a little bit, which was a lot of fun and all. But we had these festivals coming up last year. The big one was the one in May 5th with Pantera. So, you know, that's when Stevie was like, let's give Ryan a call and see what he's been up to, maybe do some reunion shows, one of them being the Pantera show and stuff. And you know, second Ryan walked in the door, man, it's been a long time. We all clicked again. We started writing songs again and having great times. So, like, you know, we just kept rolling, man.
Yeah, the last album you guys released with Ryan was back in 2010. That's about 14 years ago.
Yeah, it's been 14 years, man. It's been wild, dude. We were just in the studio last week before we started this tour, and we have three new tunes that were recorded, and now we're gonna go back next week and finish shows up and try to get stuff out by the summertime. So it's exciting, man. It's, you know, all these songs have a lot of energy, you know, equal to or more than Bodies, if you ask me, man. It's pretty wild how we got in the room. It's just exciting to play together and write music together, and that comes through the music, in the music, you know.
So new material coming up, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we got new stuff with Ryan we've been working on. Yep, a whole bunch of stuff. So
what can fans expect there? Is it badass or...
Oh, dude, it's so intense, man. You know, I was listening to, you know, we were going over songs for the set list and stuff before we started this tour last week, and we were finishing up those three songs. And I mean, it's like, again, the intensity is, like I said, equal to Bodies or more. You know, the pretty jamming tunes, but I can't wait to throw them in the set list. So we may start surprising people with a little taste of some of the new stuff here and there. We haven't played anything yet live, but we're really close to, like, you know, popping that out one night. So. I can't wait to start playing it, man. It's been great. I'm just freaking jamming.
So Ryan's also doing Soil at the same time with you guys. How's that going? How you guys?
That's going great, man. We've been friends for years with those guys. You know, with Tim and Adam, man, they're awesome dudes, and we've you know, we all work together with scheduling wise to make sure, like, if we're touring, they're not touring, and back and forth. So we've been really great with communication with all that to work it all out. So we're touring from now through June and July, then Soil's touring in August, and then we're going to go back on in September and October. And I think Soil has stuff in November. So we just, you know, we just have that balance. You know, we try to plan ahead for it so there's no scheduling conflicts.
Cool. That's, I don't know how Ryan's pulled that off, but he must be.
I don't know either, man. He didn't know what he got himself into, man. He's been busy this year.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah. So, dude, it keeps his voice strong, you know? He's singing all the time.
Hopefully he still has a voice.
Yeah, he's got it. He's a professional yeller, is what he said earlier today. Like, they said, what are you doing, man? I yell. Wow.
So back to the festivals, CJ.
Yeah.
Like Sonic Temple Upheaval Festival. What's a day like for a band? Like you guys, you got to arrive early, of course.
Oh, the whole day at a festival, man? It is nonstop 24/7, dude. You get in, you check out. Festival is a little bit different than the regular tour. I mean, they run like, you know, a well-oiled machine, so you got to be in certain spots at a certain time. You know, it's pretty much mass hysteria because besides loading in and setting up and sound checking, there's also like the interview stuff in between it. Then we do meet and greets, then you have your show. It's a full day, man. It's nonstop. And then if you get a few seconds, if I get a few seconds, I can try to go check out all the other bands that are playing as well. But, you know, walking from one stage to another, you tend to, you know, to meet a lot of people there. So to go anywhere, it takes you a good hour or so, which is, again, that's a lot of fun hanging out with the fans, signing stuff, taking pictures, having a couple drinks, watching the other bands play.
Okay. That was one of my questions. Do you have time to meet the fans, you know?
Yeah, man. We set up, you know, festivals always have the meet and greets. Plus, I'm always hanging out in the crowd watching the other bands. Because the cool thing for me, not even playing the festival, it's also being at a festival, man. I'm a fan of music and shows. So, you know, I go out there and enjoy it with everyone else while we're out there. You'll definitely see me running around.
Very cool. Any Texas dates? No, not this time.
Texas, yeah, we have June 15th. We're doing a show in Dallas. I have to look at the other dates. I know we have a couple Texas dates. I didn't look at all the June and July stuff yet because we still have, like, get everything together for May. But yeah, we're going to be running around Texas like we always do, man. I'm sure we're going to be playing El Paso again. Hopefully we'll get in San Antonio on this next run because there's no Texas dates on this run. But yeah. Come June and July, I believe we're going to be playing all around the great state of Texas.
So for people that don't know, CJ, when you got signed, had you already been doing the local bar scene?
Oh,
you
know, the Yeah, Mike and I, our drummer Mike Luce and I, were playing together in New Orleans, you know, since high school and stuff. And it was a few years later, we moved to Dallas. Dallas just had a great rock scene in the early 90s and got together with Stevie. And we started in 96, so we had a good 4 years of doing a whole local scene, you know, with Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Florida, mostly south. And we just, on the weekends, man, we would travel. It built up that fan base and friendships. Yeah, and it was 2000, in the 2000 when we got signed, in 2001 is when Bodies really blew up. So we were hitting hard, man, a good 4 years before we even, you know, anybody knew who we were, other than.
How did it feel when you heard Bodies on every radio station, every rock metal station? Dude, how did that feel?
It was wild, man. It's still wild now that the song is still well known, man. It's you know, I mean, every band wants to get their music out there and get their art out there. It was just a matter of like, dude, Bodies came out, it was like 2 weeks later, it was everywhere, man. And so we experienced that on Ozfest. You know, you walk around the first week or two and nobody, you know, who's this band? That, because we went on first, man. We just got a foot in the door and we were opening up the whole show. And by the end of that tour, Sharon had moved us up in spots because we had like the, you know, Buzz Clip, you know, MTV, you know, Bodies was like their number one video playing and all kinds of, dude, WrestleMania started playing the song, it was everywhere, man. So yeah, it's wild, man. It was a pretty wild experience, so totally grateful and thankful for it.
Wow. So who wrote that song? Who came up with that riff?
We all wrote it together, man. You know, that's what we do with Dranapool, where we all get in the room and jam, like, you know, we jam out, throw ideas, bounce ideas off each other. Same thing now, man. It's just been great working with Ryan again. You know, all four of us, before we finish a song, we all sit down and, like, you know, bounce the ideas and lyrics off each other and music. It's like, you know, that's what makes it a Dranapool song, man, all of us coming together.
Awesome. So do you keep up with like new rock bands, new metal bands?
I keep up every now and then, and stuff pops out. I'm just so, you know, dude, it's like my days are like insanely busy. You wouldn't think it'd be like that. But again, since we're like self-managing and stuff like that on top of, you know, doing what we do, touring, and sometimes I record bands on the side. I do the producing as well. So it's, you know, I'm up and down. Sometimes I get a free moment to check out stuff I do. We have a couple long drives on this tour. So like last night, you know, I was driving for a while and I hadn't caught up on the last couple of records from Seven Dust. So I just listened to the whole catalog while I was driving.
Nice.
Yeah. So that, you know, I have sporadic moments when I get a chance to jump on it and see what's happening. So
do you listen to anything else besides metal, rock, like country, pop?
Man, I listen to everything, especially, you know, I got a couple of kids too. So there's a lot of Disney that goes on, a lot of Trolls movies and stuff like that. A lot of Justin Timberlake going on top of the metal. But I mean, my go-to, man, I mean, I'm always listening to Pantera on a daily, dude. You know, I mean, Slipknot, Korn, you know, like I said, Seven Dust. I mean, those bands are always in rotation, just to name a few. But I'm pretty much, you know, I'm all about the metal, but I listen to anything and everything, man. I respect music and the art of it. You know, I'm not like a big, you know, huge country fan, but, you know, they have some really great songs. And like anything else, man, it's just, you know, good music's good music.
Give us a quick rig rundown, ZJ, of your equipment.
Oh, the rig rundown. Yeah, man, I'm using a Marshall, the JVM 210 head. You know, I've always kind of been a Marshall fan. I always kind of... I wouldn't say modern, but I used to change out the tubes and do a couple of things to it to customize them. I've always been a Digitech fan with their pedals and effects. Right now, I just use a Digitech 1101. It's an older rack, but it has, you know, my delays and phaser and, you know, I'm a little bit of an effects junkie. I can't lie. I like having, you know, putting sprinkles of sounds in with the music and, you know, a wah fan. So I got the custom, you know, the old school classic box wah. Digitech effects, Marshall, and I play a BC Rich guitars. I'm using my Mockingbirds on this run, and then I'm going to take out my custom Eagles out on the next run. So it's cool to mix it up as well, guitar wise.
Wow, very cool. Can you share a quick memory of Dave? What was he like?
Dave was awesome, dude. He had this charisma and this aura about him. Man, he loved to be in a rock band. He loved to be a singer in a band. He was all about it, dude. He grew up, you know, with the School of Pantera guys. I mean, that's how we met them. You know, back in the day when we were still local band, you know, Dave was already friends, you know, with Diamond Vinny. And, man, we had great times together, dude. It was this story is for days, dude. I can't even think. I mean, I can tell you, like, the one with Tear Away, this is a good story. So, you know, with the way Tear Away started, you know, the beginning has a little, and I was working on this program. I was trying to make a phaser and a flanger kind of work together to get this swirly, twirly sound. So I was just doing the lick, and then programming stuff. And our rehearsal room, the bathrooms were down below. Our rehearsal room was on the second floor. And he was down there, you know, hitting the bathroom. And he comes running up. He goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm just making this perfect." He goes, "Do it again." I'm like, "I don't even know what he's talking about." And I was going, "Jean-Lanet." He goes, "Do that." And I kept doing it. And then he just starts singing. And then we just went into it. And it was one of those songs where it just happened like that, man.
Oh,
so that
wow.
That was a fun day.
Fun day story. Cool backstory there. Wow.
Yeah. You got a mix of a song and the Dave Williams.
So do you have any advice for newer bands, you know, kids in the garage making a band?
Yeah, man. Just play, practice. We played so many shows before we got signed. I'm glad that we did. You know, we had a lot of stage time before we got into it. And do it, you know, do it because you love it, man. Because you're passionate about it. But you got to put a lot of time and effort into it. So, yeah. Practice, like they say. I'm still trying to figure out the guitar, man. I got six strings. I think I got two or three figured out. The other ones are hanging in there.
So after this tour, what's next for the band, CJ? What's going on? Of course, you mentioned new music. You mentioned, but
yeah, we're doing 2 weeks in April, and then Ryan has to go home and do a couple things. He lives overseas. He lives actually in London. Well, England is outside of London, and we're gonna go in and finish up the last bits that we have with these three songs. And then we go back out in May, the second week of May. And from May, we pretty much play in May, June, and July. Dates are still coming in for that. You can check out the site. I'm just about done. Yeah. And yeah, that's just rocking and rolling, man. Try to get these new songs out by June, I'm hoping.
Awesome, man. So we'll let you sound check. Thank you for making time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Come out to a show sometime, man. We'll hang out.
Awesome, man. We'll see you in San Antonio soon.
Yeah, see you in San Antonio, man. Thanks.
What a down-to-earth person. Very cool. And thank you for making time, CJ, and taking us through the pages of Drowning Pool and its history. And this interview was held right before a soundcheck somewhere in South Dakota, I believe, during this current
2024 tour, and he speaks of the different vocalists, and he reveals the cause of death of Dave Williams, the voice of Bodies, amongst other badass music from the first album. And anyways, thank you guys for subscribing to our channel on YouTube. Don't forget, ring the bell. And thank you for downloading on Spotify, on iHeartMusic, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and so on and so forth. Thank you guys on behalf of your friend James from the state of Texas, where we are still spinning around the sun. Thank you guys for your support. Don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.